With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Meteorologist Gary Best says partly sunny today, then it looks like rain.
The WVIK forecast looking a bit wet now for the next several days. Right until the end of the week, we'll have a lot of clouds and some rain or showers around. Periods of showers moving in during today, otherwise mostly cloudy in 54 to 58. Tonight, steadier rain arriving late, mid-40s overnight, then occasional rain likely on Thursday, 50 to 55, rain at night in the 40s, and a few leftover showers on Friday, mostly cloudy in mid-50s.
And Gary says it does look like the weekend will be clear. At least that's how it looks right now. Democrats in the Illinois Senate last night voted to repeal a decades-old law requiring parents of teens who seek an abortion to be notified before the procedure. Hannah Meisel has more.
Under Illinois' Parental Notification Act, minors under 18 must tell their parents about their abortion at least 48 hours before the procedure. But support for repealing the law doesn't cut neatly across the usual dividing lines on abortion, and some Democratic lawmakers are skeptical of the need to nix the law. A coalition of Christian faith leaders descended on the Capitol Tuesday, including Pastor Jose Acevedo of Chicago's Mount Zion Church.
I'm very angry and upset because God gave us, the parents, the right to educate and influence our children, not the government.
Teens who don't feel safe telling their parents about their abortion can instead go to court, and judges have granted nearly every teen's request for judicial bypass since the law went into effect. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A new report shows significant gaps when it comes to health quality and access in the Quad Cities. It shows that many issues are made worse by social conditions like poverty and income inequality. The 2021 Community Health Assessment was sponsored by local health institutions. It included a community survey of 1,150 individuals in Scott, Rock Island, and Muscatine counties, plus input from 26 focus groups held across the area. The number of people who identified their health as fair or poor rose from 19% in 2018 to 25% this year. And that's compared to 17% in the United States, 18% statewide in Illinois, 14% in Iowa. This was reported most often among adults aged 40 to 64, Black respondents, and adults in very low-income households. The report showed a greater proportion of Quad citizens are overweight than the national average. The average is 75%. That compares to 61% nationally. 30% of Quad citizens are diagnosed with depression, compared to 20% nationally. The report did highlight local improvements. Fewer people smoke, more have health insurance coverage, and more older adults have had a flu vaccination in the past year. The Quad Cities also beats the national average on indicators including the percentage of adults who have visited a dentist in the past year, have been screened for diabetes, and have died in motor vehicle crashes. The study is a follow-up to similar studies conducted since 2002. County election officials are urging Iowa voters to return their absentee ballots quickly. Katerina Sestarik reports, under the new voting laws, it's too late to put ballots in the mail in some parts of the state.
Absentee ballots now have to be received by your county auditor by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. This year, that's November 2nd. Becky Bissell is the Adams County Auditor. She says depending on where you live, it might be too late to put your ballot in the mail.
In Southwest Iowa, I would not recommend putting it in the mail because our mail goes to Des Moines and then back to us. And so I do fear that it's not going to get back to me in time if my voters were to be putting it into the mail now.
Bissell says at this point, voters should bring their completed ballot to their county auditor's office or use the ballot drop box in counties where those are available. Republicans in the Iowa legislature shortened the time frame for early voting this year and moved up the deadline for voting by mail. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
In Game 1 of the World Series, the Braves beat the Astros 6-2. Game 2 is tonight in Houston. In hockey, the Blackhawks host the Maple Leafs tonight. An independent review has found that Blackhawks mishandled allegations that an assistant coach sexually assaulted a player during the team's Stanley Cup run in 2010. Stan Bowman resigned as Blackhawks general manager and president of hockey operations in the wake of the report from a law firm that was hired by the team. The NHL has fined the team $2 million for inadequate internal procedures and insufficient and untimely response. The former team video coach was alleged to have sexually assaulted two players, with the front office knowing and doing nothing. Bowman also stepped down from his position as GM of the U.S. men's hockey team at the Winter Olympics. Illinois quarterback Arthur Sitkowski will miss the rest of the season. He broke his left arm in Saturday's game against Penn State. Brandon Peters will start the Illini's home game against Rutgers this Saturday. I'm Jay Pierce.